Today, President Biden formally announced the United States would withdraw all its troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, 20 years exactly since the fateful day that led to the U.S. invasion. John Yang begins our coverage.
After nearly 20 years of war, today President Biden set the end date for the U.S. presence in Afghanistan.
I've concluded that it's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home.
He said the United States would still work to fight terrorist activity in the region and ensure the Taliban sticks to its commitments.
But we'll not take our eye off the terrorist threat. We'll reorganize our counterterrorism capabilities and the substantial assets in the region to prevent reemergence of terrorists. We'll hold the Taliban accountable for its commitment not to allow any terrorist to threaten the United States or its allies from Afghan soil.
The announcement was met with international endorsement. The secretaries of state and defense met with NATO allies in Brussels to brief them. Germany's defense minister said the alliance, which has been there from the start, would also likely withdraw its troops later this year.
We have always said, we go in together, we go out together. I am in favor of an orderly withdrawal.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani tweeted his support after a phone call with the U.S. president, adding that Afghanistan's proud security and defense forces are fully capable of defending its people and country. In response, the Taliban threatened to boycott the peace process and resume attacks on foreign troops if the United States stays beyond its original deadline of May 1st. While the Taliban continue attacks throughout the country, the new CIA director, William Burns, said today neither al-Qaeda nor ISIS in Afghanistan have the capacity to carry out heightened attacks.
It is also clear that our ability to keep that threat in Afghanistan in check from either al-Qaeda or ISIS in Afghanistan has benefited greatly from the presence of U.S. and coalition militaries on the ground.
May 1st was the withdrawal date that the United States and the Taliban had agreed on in February 2020 under President Trump, so long as the Taliban talked peace and prevented al-Qaeda from having a safe haven in Afghanistan. Violence has been unrelenting. Nearly 2,000 Afghans have been killed in the first 3 months of the year. Some war-weary Afghans still think U.S. troops are leaving with promises unfulfilled.
The Americans have not fulfilled their responsibility to Afghanistan. Their responsibility is to ensure a strong government, the rule of law, and democracy in Afghanistan.
One issue of major concern? What happens to progress made for women and girls who flourish since escaping the Taliban's austere interpretation of Islam? But today on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised Mr. Biden's decision.
It's time to bring our troops home. America does not need to fight forever wars.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said it could lead to increased violence in Afghanistan.
Apparently, we're to help our adversaries ring in the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks by gift-wrapping the country and handing it right back to them.
Shortly after setting the schedule for ending America's longest war, President Biden visited Arlington National Cemetery's Section 60, the final resting place for many of the nation's dead from Afghanistan. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.